So I just had a question. So you said that you stopped bartending like a year and a half ago. How have you seen, like, were those all gay bars that you bartended at?
Yes.
Okay. And how have you seen that? I know you said earlier that not as many people are going to the bars, but how have you seen that environment change over time in terms of safety, of, you know, like, secrecy or things? Just how have you seen it change over time?
I've seen people are much more open and much more comfortable in their skin.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm seeing people withdrawing more and not going out as much. Mm-hmm. I think it's because of the drunk driving law.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Certainly the internet has played a big part in this.
Yeah.
It's, there are so many different aspects to be involved with, mm-hmm. With the community. And there's just a lot more social groups.
Yeah.
And I know of a group that meets on one Friday of the month, and
mm-hmm.
It's a cooking group.
Uh-huh.
There's reading groups. There's
yeah.
a lot to offer now
mm-hmm.
outside of the bars.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed that evolve over time. And I'm noticing that it was not just Green Bay. I thought maybe it was Green Bay and
uh-huh.
things are going to be different in Phoenix, Arizona. But I saw exactly the same thing.
Oh, wow.
There's probably, in Phoenix, probably 50 different things to get involved with outside
yeah.
of the bars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Much more than here, of course. We don't have, you know,
yeah.
as much of that, but you're talking difference in size of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I notice here in Wisconsin, there's a lot of things to do in the Milwaukee-Madison area.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's just
right.
incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you think that an area like this, where you say there's not as much to do, would like compares to a more metropolitan area? How do you think the setting of community plays out differently?
I think it's different in Green Bay because Green Bay is a smaller community,
mm-hmm.
and Appleton would pretty much tell you the same thing,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
The people here in the LGBT community,
mm-hmm.
it ranges in, I don't want to move away from my family.
Mm-hmm.
There's that closeness there
mm-hmm.
yeah.
for a lot of them. And you
yeah.
don't really have that aspect so much in the larger cities, I have
yeah.
noticed, because people are moving to larger cities
mm-hmm.
to get away from
yeah.
the small,
mm-hmm.
small-mindedness of small areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that will continue to, you know, these groups that, like, meet at, now outside of bars and cooking groups, do you think that will continue to happen in this area?
I think it will. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, I actually think it will grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Over
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
I really do. It's really hard to say, you know, where the bar scene is going to be like
right.
in
mm-hmm.
10 or 15
mm-hmm.
years.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to say. But I do see things growing in the way of other activities outside of the bars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be a need
yeah.
for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One other question I had was the healthcare in this community. How do you perceive if there are doctors that are LGBTQ friendly or knowledgeable about testing that they may not think that LGBTQ identified people need, but they still do? Are there, like, doctors or facilities that you know of besides the AIDS clinic that are LGBTQ friendly?
I'm really not aware, and I have to be honest with you, because
mm-hmm.
of my dual citizenship
mm-hmm.
with England, anything that I need, I basically go over there and have done.
Really?
Because it's free.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, like I had surgery on a knee, and it would have cost me $37,000 to do it, and I didn't have a bill at all. And it was nice because there has been no problems with it. And I didn't wait a long time. I waited. I gave them a 2-week notice.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh.
I just needed to call them in 2 weeks in advance, and they were able to schedule it, and I was in and out. And, in fact, they did a surgery on me that they won't do here in the United States because the insurance companies don't make enough money.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to have a knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And over in England, they says, oh, that's rubbish. You
yeah,
don't need that.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked at the x-rays, everything's fine.
Uh-huh.
And they were able to regrow cartilage, which they did. And so, yeah, I don't know on the medical at all. I do have a doctor here,
mm-hmm.
just in case.
Yeah.
And that doctor is very open.
Okay.
But I don't know where other doctors are. I don't know of any problems.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of anything. But then, again, I'm not going out as much as I used to. I go out once a month.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's all I had
okay.
in mind.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, cool.
You can talk.